Welcome to the RMB Africa Market Insider, your essential update on market movements in sub-Saharan Africa.
On today's podcast for the 17th of September 2021, we look at Egypt's rate decision and Nigeria's Eurobond issuance. Starting off in Egypt, true to expectation, the central bank left interest rates unchanged yesterday. The statement was neutral on the recent increases in inflation, citing base effects and muted core CPI. On growth, the committee noted the strong economic recovery, particularly the second quarter 2021 print of 7.7%, which brought the full year FY 2021 growth to 3.3%. Given this, we anticipate interest rates to only rise in the second half of next year as risks to the global economy still abound. The Fed tapering will undoubtedly be a key topical point for policymakers on account of foreigners owning about $33 billion of Egypt's local bonds and bills. In addition, COVID-19 and its band of merry mutations will be a notable risk to growth should we see another round of lockdowns and supply chain disruptions. And turning our attention to Nigeria, the sovereign has finally announced the long-awaited three-tranche issuance of 7, 12, 30 or 40-year bonds. Unsurprisingly, the 10-30s curve remains at multi-month highs of 90 basis points after being as low as 70 basis points a month ago. We expect the bonds to compress notably from guidance, given that the sovereign hasn't issued in a while, and in addition to oil prices being above the $75 a barrel mark. Key questions on the investor call will likely be how quickly the central bank aims to clear the backlog of dollar demand, timing and the quantum of the currency devaluation to better align with fair values, and the use of proceeds of the recently acquired SDR allocations. Well, that's it for this week. This is Neville Mandimika for Rand Merchant Bank, signing off.
That was the RMB Africa Market Insider. Catch up on all things Africa with us again tomorrow. RMB, research and results from solutionist thinkers.